League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Another edition of Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy alongside Mike Pellick. And Mike, we just wanted to touch on the fact, I mean, this has come together very quickly. I mean, I know we're into the season now and all that, but what a delight it is to have you in purple. And I just wanted to talk about a little bit how the deal came together. It was quite quick. I was talking to your brother, former captain of the Giants, Matt, and within a few days we had a deal done. But tell me about that sort of moment, talking to your brother, talking to us, and then here we are now talking on Clan Chat.
Yeah, it did happen really fast. My brother had great things to say about this league and Glasgow. He spent some time here, obviously, playing for Belfast, and said it was a great city, great rink, great fans. So it was a pretty easy decision and came together really fast.
You talk about your brother. I mean, you have a great lineage. Your whole family seem to be good hockey players. Talk about your brothers, your family, and sort of hockey, how important it was for you guys growing up.
Yeah, so I'm 2 years younger than my oldest brother, 5 years older than my youngest. We trained together, worked out together a lot of summers earlier in our careers, and just had so much fun together, playing, competing, and always have someone to talk to when things aren't going well or when things are going well. So it was it's a lot of fun and a lot of help.
I'd say there must have been the odd dust up between the Pellick brothers growing up too, and maybe on the backyard rink and all that.
Yeah, maybe when we were younger, but once we got a little older, we became good friends, and none of that stuff happened.
What did your brother, I mean, a captain of the Belfast Giants, we know how good the Giants have been as an organization, and of course they're coming off a treble win. That Matt looks back, I remember you and I spoke off camera about your brother in the Champions Hockey League. I have some great memories of him captaining the Teal Army. What did he have to say about kind of his time with the Giants? And you said he talked about Glasgow being a great city and stuff, but just as the league overall and his experience with the Champions Hockey League with the Giants.
Yeah, he said he got to travel during that Champions, and it was just the most fun. And COVID kind of ruined that year for them. He jokes around that he'd still be playing if COVID didn't happen in Belfast. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I remember him absolutely running over a guy in the Champions Hockey League. I've got some great memories of him. He was a fairly tough defenseman to handle, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a big body out there and skates really well, so he can definitely do some damage.
Let's talk about Jason Morgan, Jeff Batta, and sort of camp up to this point, because it has been a whirlwind, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes even as we speak, because as we know, we've got some suspension issues, some injury issues, and some possible sickness issues as well. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes, but day-to-day as the players from camp up to this point, how's it been your first few months in the EIHL and as a part of the Clan?
Everything's been great, very smooth. Everything's been very professional. It took us a little while to get in the building, but we're there now, and everything's running really smoothly.
Smooth is what we want to see. I mean, I guess it's one of those ones that we've had some mixed reactions or mixed results. A big win at home against Fife, a loss against Fife. We had a win in Belfast in preseason. But in that room, there seems to be a real camaraderie. There's some good leadership in that room as well, as you yourself wearing a letter. But just talk about the guys in that group and how the camaraderie, how that's all coming together, because there's a lot of guys in that room. It's their first time in the EIHL.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've all played with or against each other at some point of our careers. We have a lot of different personalities in the dressing room, so everything's always kind of taken care of. We have guys who are louder than others, and some guys who just talk when they need to talk. So I think the different personalities helps out a lot. And yeah, as you said, not the results we've wanted so far, but I think there's still been some really good moments that we can build off of.
And adversity, I mean, it's easy to win. It's easy to learn when you win, but I think good teams, and you can tell me this from your time in the coast and beyond, like, I think really good teams learn something from a little bit of adversity. And there's certainly a little bit of adversity now, like you said, with suspensions and injury to a guy like Charlie Combs. So we're dealing with a few things off the ice. We're dealing with some stuff on the ice, but still that group is determined to get points.
Yeah, definitely. We have four meaningful games that we played so far. We were able to win one. I think moving forward, we have a lot of practice ahead of us and not too many games. So we definitely, I think we talked about it before, it's a must-win game this weekend. And we that's what we're working for this week in practice.
Off the ice, I mean, you've got your dogs there and your partner. You've had a full change of life, if you will, off the ice for those you care about. Have you been able to enjoy Glasgow and enjoy any of the sights and sounds? Or is there a restaurant you've particularly liked or a place you like to walk the dogs?
So I live right by that Glasgow Greens, which is we go every day when the weather allows us to. But it's been a lot of fun. Just walking downtown, catching some restaurants. My birthday is actually coming up, so we have reservations. I'm not sure what the place is called, but we're gonna do that. And some in-laws visiting soon, so Chelsea will have some plans for that, I'm sure.
We had a great day out in Carlingford. It was the first time because I didn't get to go to the Top Golf game. I had the Champions Hockey League duty, but the day in Carlingford after the win in Belfast was a lot of fun. And you and I got to joke around and chat a little bit. It seems like a group that is going to enjoy their hockey, but as the owner said, he wants you to enjoy your life as part of the team as well. And I think that was a really nice weekend for everyone to kind of relax a little bit after a win and kind of reset and focus for the season.
Yeah, that's always a big part, I think, of bringing a team together, and like when you're on the ice, like sticking together through anything. So the closer and more tight knit we can be off the ice will definitely help us on the ice.
You personally, I mean, a couple of big goals. You seem to be able to get to that net front and get that stick working on tippable shots from the point and whatnot. So you're a very modest person, but for people that don't know, I mean, talk about a little bit about the record in the East Coast Hockey League, and now you're bringing that success to this side of the pond.
Yeah, that was really special. I got all my family and everyone at that game, and it was a cool weekend, and it was a lot of fun. Definitely something I'm very proud of.
Yeah, most games played in the East Coast Hockey League, it's magnificent. And now you come over here and it almost seems like you're bringing those skills across the pond. Talk about those first couple of goals in purple and what that means to you to find success fairly early on personally.
Yeah, definitely score a goal early on. Kind of helps you relax a little. It's point shots, like you said, got to the net and was lucky enough to get a stick on them.
Special teams is so important too, Pelly, and certainly we've had a couple of shorthanded goals against and mixed reviews on the power play, but that's something that I know that a player like yourself prides himself in. I mean, the special teams is something that you've certainly been working on in practice as well.
Yeah, definitely a lot of video and a lot of work on the ice. A lot of good lucks, I think, throughout the games. I think just need to execute a little bit better and harder on our sticks to put the puck in the net for sure.
So the birthday, I believe you mentioned the birthday. I believe it's Friday. And Friday. So what is it that Mike Pelek has on the birthday wish list? Is it 2 points, 2 goals, or both? Or what are you looking for this weekend as the birthday boy?
Definitely 2 points for the Clan.
Oh, well, look, I think all of us behind the scenes and on the ice would second that, and all the best for this week. And thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. I'm over with you on Saturday, so I'm sure we'll catch up and I can wish you a happy birthday in person. But enjoy your Friday night. Don't tell any fans where you're going or you might be surprised to see some members of the Purple Army show up to your dinner reservations with you and your partner.
Thanks a lot, Murph. That was a lot of fun.
All right. We'll see you Saturday.
Take care.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.